Hi, and welcome to the cross-platform localization session for MobileNets using .NET. I'm Chris Miller. I'll be your presenter today. James Montemagno will be our moderator. Just tell you briefly who we are, and then we'll get started. I'm a senior R&D engineer for Tyler Technologies, and I'm Microsoft MVP for 2 years. James is a developer evangelist for Xamarin, and he is a one-year MVP. So, what is localization? Localization is a process you follow to allow your website or application to support multiple languages and locales. In addition to language, this also includes how dates and times are presented. It also determines how numbers are displayed. So, why should you localize your app? Well, first of all, you want greater exposure. The app stores are worldwide. Why only target one culture? The app stores give you a single-click deployment to 150 countries. And you may have business or legal requirements. Some markets may require bilingual apps. For example, if you have an app coming out in Canada, you need to do both French and English. Another way we can do it is we can break it down by downloads by iOS downloads by country. Right now, China has the most downloads. That's used to be the United States, now it's China, followed quickly by Japan, United Kingdom, and Russia. If you go by revenue, United States is still in the lead, but it's followed by Japan, China, and United Kingdom. For Android, it's a little different. United States is still in the lead, but we have Brazil, India, Russia, Mexico. Android and Windows Phone have growing percentages in markets where the phones are not subsidized by carriers, so it's really big in Europe, it's really big in Asia. So you need to know your localization problem. What are the localization requirements for your app? How many languages do you need to support? Do you need to use right-to-left languages like Arabic or Hebrew? And does your application have its own or industry-specific terminology? The terminology is important. A given word or phrase can be translated differently, and it will depend entirely on the context. For development, there's some common terminology that we use. We refer to locale as the culture for the user. This is the language matched to the country. It also includes how dates, numbers, and currency are displayed. Language is specified by the user. The same language in different countries can have different spelling, different grammar rules. For example, you have English for UK and English for United States. In .NET, we represent that as culture and UI culture. Culture is the locale, UI culture is the language. And the reason we have the two separate settings is sometimes the user's language may not have translated text, but the locale settings are available. Some people may prefer to have their app displayed in English, but use their own locale. Canada has two languages for one locale. And it's more than just text. You can also localize your visual assets. If you take a look at the stop sign, it's a universal symbol. What is it? The stop sign in the U.S. and the stop sign in France have the same shape and color, but the text is very different. If you go to another country, it could have a completely different shape. This is the stop sign for Japan. While the color stayed the same, the shape and the text are completely different. Color has cultural significance. Be very careful when using color to indicate a state or status. In Western cultures, the color red is often used to indicate an error or as a danger signal. In China, the color red indicates good news. Another thing to consider when localizing your app is gender. English is usually gender neutral, but other languages are not. In English, the definite article the is gender neutral. Many languages, such as French and Spanish, assign a gender to a noun, and their equivalent of the depends on the gender of the noun. So in English, you would have press the button. In French, you could have presser le bouton. English, you'd have edit the photo. In French, it'd be modifier la photo. So the photo had female gender, the button had male gender. So for these examples, you would translate the entire sentence. If you're creating a sentence at runtime, and the noun is selected by the users, you will need a way of determining the gender of the noun. Another thing to consider is plural forms. A common pattern in English is to use a single or plural and a plural form. One dog, two dogs. Asian languages typically use a single form. French and Portuguese use single plural, but they do it differently. And then other countries and cultures can do it very, very differently. The link on this slide will go to a website on the Mozilla site that has some common localization and list of plural rules. If you can avoid having to use plural forms, your code will be simpler. Instead of using singular and plural forms for like numbers, like for number of males, for example, put the number at the end like this. New messages, :1. This will work for any quantity, including 0. Another reason for using this method, it uses less screen real estate, which is always a premium on a mobile phone. Localization and building mobile apps, the tools that I use are Visual Studio 2013 and 2015, Xamarin, both on OS X and as a Visual Studio plugin, and the Multilingual App Toolkit, which is a great tool that Microsoft has put out and is available for Visual Studio. The Multilingual App Toolkit works with Visual Studio to streamline your localization workflow for mobile, web, and desktop apps. This toolkit helps you localize your apps with localization file management, translation support, and editing tools. Since the last session was all about Xamarin Forms, I'm going to jump over the This is Xamarin port part of this presentation. If you have any questions about Xamarin, please ask, and we will answer them as we go along. So we're going to use a demo that uses Xamarin Forms. I'll talk about that very briefly. We're using a single UI to target Android, iOS, and Windows Phone. It's a common set of controls that map to native controls at runtime. And we can build up the UI from XAML or C#. It can be mixed with Xamarin iOS and Xamarin Android. But for this demo, we're going to stay completely with Xamarin Forms. We're also going to use the Multilingual App Toolkit. Its native format is XLF-based. This is an industry-standard file format for resource translations. It also provides a basic auto trail for translating text values and has its own workflow. This tool will create language-specific versions of your string resix files and has support for Xamarin iOS, Xamarin Android, and generates their own string resource files. It can also do machine translation of resource files using Bing. Be very careful if you do machine translation because it will not know the context. It's very useful to make sure that translate text will fit in your layout, but you really don't want to ship an app that was completely machine translated. The Multilingual App Toolkit is free and installs in every edition of Visual Studio. Localization with Xamarin Forms is not explicitly supported right out of the box, but is very easy to implement. Xamarin has posted examples using ResX and Vernacular in the forums. Vernacular is an open source library and set of tools from RDO. It's very similar to the Linux GetText. And this, of course, once again, works great with the Multilingual App Toolkit. So what we're going to do is go through the workflow of enabling the Multilingual App Toolkit, and then we'll jump right into the code. So in your project, you would right-click on the project and select Add Translation Languages. You will see a list of supported languages with a language and country code. An XLF file will be generated for each selected language. In the dialog we see up here, there are little icons to the right of the language. These icons indicate that machine translation resources are available and you can automatically translate. When you click OK after you select a language, an XLF file will be added to your project. You can double-click on the XLF file to edit it, and this will bring up the multilingual editor. And what this will do, it will display the contents of your resource file and allow you to translate them into different languages. This makes it very easy to generate other languages and add them to your app. In the upper right corner, we see where it says resource ID. That maps to the resource ID in your ResX file. State is the workflow, and you can track whether it was new, translated, and finalized, and a couple other statuses. When you build the project, this language-specific ResX files will be generated from this XLOF file. An upcoming release of the Multilingual App Toolkit will allow you to export out only new additions to your resource file. If you're paying for commercial translation of your resource files, this will make it very easy to just send out the new text to be translated, and that way you don't have to worry about separating it out from your existing text. You can right-click on Project to machine translate the XLF files, and it will go through for each one and do a machine translation through translate.bing. Now it's time to localize an app, and we're going to jump out of the presentation and actually go into the code. And hopefully we get this to work correctly. Okay, you should see on the screen my Android emulator. I'm just going to run the app once to show you what we have in there, and then we'll walk through the steps needed to do the translation. So we have a very simple Xamarin Forms app. It's basically a list of Doctor Who actors. You click on it, and it'll go into a detail page. I'm going to show the same app, the same code, running on a different Android emulator that's been set for French. As you can see right here, the dates have been localized. So it would be November spelled in English is now spelled November in the French spelling. And if we click on it, we can see that the labels have all been converted to French. So now we're going to jump in the code, and we'll show you how easy it is to do that. Okay, for this app, we just use some static data. We have a doctor actor class and then a list of doctors. And that way we don't have to have any data. And we'll just get out of that really quickly. So the detail page, using XAML, has basically just some straight data bindings. And what we're going to do is going to create an iMarkup extension that will do the translation for us. This uses the power of XAML to make it very easy to do our translations. We have a resource file called Doctor Resource. We'll jump over here. They seek all the fields and their values. And our translation extension will translate them at runtime using the current culture. So in this case, we have the French version of the file, which has the same values, has the same fields with the French values. And what we did here in our translate extension, we created an iMarkup extension, added the provide value. It will come in with the text. We will know the culture at runtime, and we'll come back with the translated value. And that was shown here. So what we need to do was we created a namespace for our resource. And then in our binding, we use our namespace with a translation extension with a field from the resource file. And at runtime, that will translate to the appropriate value. So if we want to add a new language, we just would right-click, select Multilingual App Toolkit, add translation language, and we will pick German. You can see we've added the XLF file. Double click on that. And that will bring up our multilingual app, multilingual editor. You can see it will come in with the default values from English. We'll do translate all. And we did a nice Bing translation. So actor became some text I have no idea how to pronounce. I'm not even going to try. And the only thing we have to do manually is make sure that the language type is still, Click save. Close that. We've already had the ResX file, but I think we have to rebuild it to get populated. And if we open that up, whoops, wrong file. Here's our resource file with all the values populated. Since we've already done the data binding, we literally just need to recompile the app. While it's recompiling, I'm going to change the language on this. And we'll find hopefully we'll find it. Oops, I should have tested this first. All right, since I can't find that, we're going to cheat. One of the things you can do for debugging, if you have a device where you don't want to change the language, is to actually go in the code and force the culture. So in this case, for the Android, we go into our main activity, and we can set our current culture and current UI culture to the language that we need. Well, here is rebuild that. Whoops, where did I put my typo? Oh. Make sure I got the right emulator. Whoops. Let's try that again. Something didn't like that. All right, so we won't do that again. Let's go back and set this. Make sure we still work. Okay, so it obviously didn't like what I was doing there. So we'll go back and try and just determine the other way. Nope. Fortunately, that didn't take. I guess I'm going to have to reboot that. I apologize for that. So moving right along. I'll show you how it would work for Windows Phone. Same app, same code, also set to go in French. Except we had to do a couple little tweaks. With Xamarin Forms, you do not get the top label that you usually see in a Windows form. So what we did in our detail view the main list view. We added a label, we added a new translation called Translate Upper. That's defined here. It's another extension, very similar to the existing extension, where it does the translation and then we just force it to uppercase. That makes our XAML code very, very clean. And we set the visibility of the label using the on platform. On platform is a nice little feature with Xamarin Forms that lets you do conditional code based on what platform you are at runtime. So in this case, if you're iOS, we want it to be invisible. If it's Android, we want it to be invisible. If it's Windows Phone, we want this true. We want this to be visible. All right, another thing to consider is how to handle right-to-left support. With Xamarin Forms, you do not have explicit support for right-to-left. But if you're doing Xamarin Android, and I'll jump back to the slide to make it a little clearer. If you're targeting Xamarin Android, you need Android 4.2 or later. You add Android : supports RTL equals true to the application element of your manifest file. Change all of your apps left-to-right layout properties to the new start and equivalents. For Xamarin iOS, the way you do right-to-left is to set a special character in the text of your controls. Windows Phone uses flow control, and that's set automatically by the culture. You have some tips. Do one platform at a time. Use the tooling to transform the language resource files to the other platforms. Only do the languages you need to do. One thing you can use to make sure that everything fits on the screen is to use a fake language to test coverage and layout. Scott Hanselman has a tool on his blog to create a fake language. It's called pseudo-internationalization, and what it does is it takes your English words and mixes it up with some Unicode characters, so it's still vaguely readable, but does not look like your English. The Multilingual App Toolkit can also generate a pseudo-language. Test different languages, set current culture and current UI culture and code. If you change the language on the device, use an emulator. It's not always easy to set the language back to your native choice. Pardon me. I've done that with Windows Phone where I've changed the language and could not figure out how to get it back. If you add a language and it's not showing up on Windows Phone, make sure it's checked under supported cultures. I'll show you where that is. So under Application and Supported Cultures, you can pick which language you do. If you do not check this, you could have the French language or your other languages in there, but they will not take effect. To localize the app title and the tile title for Windows Phone, you'll need to create a separate resource DLL. There's a great article in the MSDN, and you can follow this link, and it'll tell you the steps that you need to do. It's just the way the launcher reads it. Android does something very similar. To localize the launcher name in Android, you need to use strings XML in resources. The resources folder in value, dash, locale-country, and I can show you that very quickly. So we go back to over to our Android project. Under resources, we have values folders. So what we do is, for French, you create a values.fr. If you're localizing it to the country, it could be values.fr.fr or values-fr-ca for Canada. And then the strings.xml, you would set your, you would localize your application title. To get your text translate, you have a number of different ways of doing it. The best way is to send it out to a commercial translation service. You can usually find one that will have quick turnaround time, and they will have someone that will domain knowledge. Or you could hire someone to do it, hire someone locally. If you know someone at a local college that's part of a foreign language department, they can do the language for, they can do your translations for you. You just need to make sure that they understand the domain and the industry standard terms for your application. If you can't afford a paid translation, you could do the Bing translation for the basic terminology and crowdsource it. But remember, you get what you pay for. There's more than one way to translate text, and context is key. If you're using third-party components, make sure that they can be localized as well. And also, make sure to translate your App Store text. For your end users, that is usually the first place they see your app. So you want to make sure that everything is in there. Basically, it's advertising, and you want to make sure you put your best foot possible. So translate everything that you can. Okay. That's basically all I have. Do we have any questions?
I'm going to go ahead and pull up the poll slides as well at this time, but go ahead and take questions, Chris.
Okay, we don't have any questions right now. What we can do is, since we have some time, if anyone has any questions about Xamarin or Xamarin Forms, we have an incredible resource here. Let's use him.
And ladies and gentlemen, while we're waiting for some questions to come in, if you look to the left-hand view of your screen, there will be some survey polls to fill out. Just click on the radio button box and hit submit. Also, at the end of the session, we will post a survey link. Thank you.
And we do have some resources available. Yeah, we're going to try to kill that app and see if we can get it to see if the translation comes back up. Yes, it did come up. Thanks, James. So it looks like we were doing it right. I just didn't do the final step. And when you're doing your translation, pick a language like German, because typically their phrases will be longer than the equivalent phrase in English. So if you're trying to do fit and finish, if your layout works in German, you're usually good to go. What has been my biggest challenge when handling translations? I would have to say the biggest challenge was getting my company to agree to do it. Localizing an app is a marketing expense. And we did a major, our company did a large app about a year ago, and I had to fight tooth and nail to have it localized for multiple languages. Immediately after doing so, we signed clients in Canada and also in Saudi Arabia. Ah, great. How are date and time numbers handled? That's handled by the .NET runtime. If we look on the screen where we see the date in German, it's following German formatting. So where we would write something with a slash, they are doing day.month.year. So while we have that up, we'll go right back over to the code. And that would be the detail page. And it was this line right here. I believe that was, yes. So yeah, we're using the .NET formatting. So in this case, string format, 0:D, that means just use standard date formatting. I have not had the opportunity to use Xamarin Insights for this project. It is amazing though. You definitely want to use it, Xamarin Insights. It's going to give you a lot of metrics. Now, let's see. Another question. Do you recommend starting with English and use what? I would recommend starting with your native language. So if you're natively writing in English, yes, start with English. Get the logic going. Just make sure that you use resource files for all your text right from the beginning. That way you don't miss anything. As long as you get in the pattern of everything being in a resource file, then you make sure that you don't lose anything when you switch over to a different language. My biggest struggle is forcing everyone to put things in resx files. Is there a way to enforce this with fxcop? That's a good question. I honestly don't know. Probably the way to enforce it is to use one of the pseudo languages. So you see the words roughly in English, but obviously different, and then have whoever's testing your app just go through, and if they see an English word where it's not supposed to be, then you know that one of your text items was not in a resx file. In code reviews. Can I run Matt on a Mac? No. Unfortunately, you can't unless you're running inside an emulator. It's a Windows-only product, but they have a user voice page for that, and I do have that up on the slide deck. Let me switch over to it. You should ask for it because that would be really cool on the Mac. Bring that back up. Multilingual app toolkit.uservoice.com. Go there. If it's not on there, vote for it. I know the guys who wrote this app, they listened to all of this. We demoed the Xamarin support for the Multilingual App Toolkit at Evolve last year. One of the first people to see it, the first words out of his mouth was, "I want this on a Mac." Some guy named Miguel. Does this work in Visual Studio 2015? Yes. Both Xamarin and the Multilingual App Toolkit are in. You can actually get Xamarin in Visual Studio 2015 when you download it for the starter, but both are supported. Okay, we're going to give control back to Microsoft.